Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now I'm concerned. I don't know where this segment's going to go. I'm trying to get Sam to calm down a little bit. I don't know what he's pissed about.
I'm calm. I'm totally calm.
I don't have my 10 toes ready. I thought we were doing this in an hour, so I didn't figure that out. I don't know. I don't know where this segment's going to go. It's probably not going to be pretty for somebody out there. We'll see where we end up going with this segment. Sam, do you have yours ready? Did you change anything, or where are you going here?
I'm always ready for whatever. You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead. Start. This is our strongest takes. Typically, we do this on Thursdays at 11. Strongest takes right now, taking a stand. 10 toes are down. Where are you going?
Notre Dame is going to obliterate Navy. I know this because even my Notre Dame guys are getting nervous. They're even saying, Navy tends to give us problems. Navy's going to shorten the game. Navy's going to run the ball. Navy blows. And this number was 24.5 on Sunday when Circa opened it up. And I was able to bet a little bit of 25.5 on Monday night. I couldn't get 24.5 because I don't have that option. But I laid 25.5 on Monday. The current market right now is 26.5 at most places, including BetMGM. But we see Chris at 27, South Point at 27, a couple other offshores at 27. And I don't know that it's a sure thing that we get to 28, but this has to be laid before the weekend. If you're going to be on the Irish side, you got to lay the 26.5. Because there's a very real chance that this gets to either 27 everywhere or we get to 27.5, 28. I know it's a big number, but I think this game should be 31 or higher. Like 31 to me is conservative because my gap between the two teams is 29 points on a neutral. I know that games aren't played on calculators. That's fine. Navy sucks. And Navy is not going to stop that offensive line and those running backs and those receivers. People are just waiting for Notre Dame to flame out or play in a gag game because they don't like Notre Dame. And you know me, I'm not even a Notre Dame guy. Like, I could care less if they're good or not. I just know my numbers, and I know this spot is great for the Irish, who, by the way, need to impress the committee and need to win these games handily against inferior opposition. 10 toes down. Notre Dame 45. Navy 13.
Whew, man. Monster. Notre Dame knows they can't lose or they're out. Their season is over. So I like what you're thinking there. All right. I've got my 10 toes down before we get to Jake and Gertsch and Paul, of course. Can't wait to see where we're going, especially Gertsch. A legend on this segment, 10 toes down. We'll go to that coming up in a minute. I'm going to the NFL. Let's talk about Arizona, Seattle. You know, this Seahawks team that we love on this show is not far off from being 8-0. Look at their losses. They lost by 4 opening week to San Francisco when they were healthy. The worst time to play them all season long. Anytime after that, with all of these injuries piling up, is great to play San Francisco. Seattle probably wins if they play again. And the other one was a shootout. They lose by 3, 38-35. It's when you have that Baker matchup, magic going on. That's it. Sitting 6-2. You could make the case that they should be 7-1. They should be 8-0. That's how strong they've played. They're maybe the most balanced team in the league as far as a great offense and a great defense. And now you've got a divisional matchup this weekend against Arizona, favored by nearly a touchdown, where they don't play as well. Of course, the market's going to give him extra credit playing at home. But in the small sample size of this season and last year with McDonald, they have not played great at home. They already played Arizona. That was a Thursday night game. That was a field goal game. If you remember, they did great against JSN. By the numbers, he's been the best receiver in football this year. Since week one on, best receiver has been JSN. He leads the league in receiving yards by a pretty good margin. I don't think anybody saw that one coming. And they did a great job on him until the very end of the game, until late in the fourth quarter. He had nothing. He didn't have a catch in the game. And then on the game-winning drive, they were able to target him a bunch, and Seattle ends up winning by just a field goal. Brissett is the quarterback. He's the better quarterback for this team right now. He gets McBride involved, touchdowns every time Brissett's in there, and we just saw Marvin Harrison Jr. have his career best game this past weekend, almost getting to 100 yards. My 10 toes down. As a 6.5-point dog, Arizona goes to Seattle, wins outright. We have gone too far. I'm seeing national publications saying that they are a top three team. Did we do it again, Paul? Did we do it again? Were you going Arizona to win outright?
Yeah. Arizona money line. And it's time to talk about Arizona in the NFC. As crazy as it sounds, we're saying
okay,
it.
That, I'm not doing that.
Okay. I mean, honestly, it's interesting. A couple things tie together this week. Like, I forget. I think it was a college football play where it was like, all right, maybe the money line rollover is more of a play than like a futures bet. Might have been Ole Miss. I'm not entirely sure. But I think there's a similar case to be made with the Cardinals. Look at their schedule. So, again, Joe, I'm on the same page with you. They win this week. They've got the Niners next week who, again, was a one-score loss. What, 5 one-score losses? All within, and a lot of them within a field goal. If you look at their schedule coming up, you win. We're assuming they win this Sunday. Niners at home. Maybe it's still Mac Jones. And as you said, like they shut down CeeDee Lamb pretty well last week. So they're taking out top receivers. The Jags team that we famously do not trust on this show. Bucks, I mean, they'll be an underdog, significant underdog there for sure. Rams at home. Texans, what's going on with CJ Stroud? Look at this ending. Falcons and Bengals, both very winnable games. Rams, I'm not saying NFC West, obviously. They're at the bottom and way too much to climb there to get in. But if they get some of these one-score games start going their way, they sneak in. You got a vet. You got weapons that they're figuring out how to use. You got a Super Bowl, a guy that coached in the Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator, and Jonathan Gannon. As much as anyone, I think they could be a problem in the NFC playoff picture. So,
did you see their division numbers?
Yes. Yes, I did. What, 125 to 1, 100 to 1, something like that?
I saw 200.
I don't
know if they can,
200? I don't – man, it's – the Niners are what, 3-0 in the division? Like, that's pretty wild. I think that's why it's like to win a division, as much as I want to buy that number, it's like, man, it's a hell of a tightrope to walk. But just get me in the playoffs, and then let's play spoiler against a Packers team that is playing down the level of competition. I mean, who else are you really scared of in the NFC? Anyway, so yes, 10 toes down. Cardinals winning this week, money line, and, you know, see where things go from there. And then, man, I've got this nightmare vision that this guy ends up in the room tonight, because it'd be a very room thing to do. Maybe I am the room. But if we're talking about offense, and we're talking about, all right, where else do the Raiders go? Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett had some great chemistry for a number of years. Tyler Lockett's numbers. You want to talk about yards. You want to talk about touchdown, 10 to 1 for a touchdown. You can get 15 plus yards is like minus 134. So if you want to talk about Lockett ladders in a comeback spot or like a up and down the field sort of game, no Patrick Sertan, I'm just going to throw some out at you. 40-plus, plus 430. 50-plus, plus 770. 60-plus yards for a guy that did this on the regular last couple seasons, plus 1,300. Now, look, NFL, people can fall off quick, for sure. But as far as, like, the ultimate buy-low spot where Geno's going to need some rapport with someone that he's familiar with, if they're needing yards and points, and this is an up-and-down game, I think there's a case there. So where I landed for the 10 toes down purposes, Tyler Lockett, 40-plus yards and a touchdown, plus 1725.
All right.
Woo. I loved all that. All that. I loved the Cardinals' money line shot. And I love that every year around this time, Paul falls for a dog-ass team. I love it. Like, just falls for him. Falls for him.
Why couldn't I just be like, you know, the middle of the pack? Why can't we look there?
Nope. Let's go to the bottom of the board.
Right to the bottom. Sweep something off the floor. Yeah.
To be fair, you guys did fall for the Chiefs at 10-1 to win the Super Bowl, which is a normal thought process. Cardinals?
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Can't wait.
I only said this week. I didn't go that far. All right. Jake Hassan, then we've got Gertz. Jake, what is your 10 toes down this week?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Far be it to make things about myself, I would just like to say credit to me for doubling down on the Dodgers last week, that they would just win two straight in Toronto and win the World Series. So, yep, I'm not going to sprain my old shoulder. As far as my 10 toes down for this week, don't know why I said toes, like English is my second language. Anyway, I think the Bears are just going to do it again. They're going to get everyone to believe. Four-game win streak. I think they blitz the Giants this week. Then they beat the Vikings and the Steelers before they get everybody invested and ruin everybody's Thanksgiving weekend by getting smacked by the Eagles on Black Friday. Everyone's going to get excited. Four-game win streak again. Revenge against the Vikings. I think the Packers lose against the Eagles this week, so the Bears will be tied for first in the division after this week. Everyone's going to get all excited. They're going to rip off a few more wins and then just rip your heart out of your chest and ruin your Thanksgiving weekend when the Eagles beat them by 20.
That's fair. I could see that. It's strange. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong places, but it feels to me that Bears fans are actually being kind of even-keeled about this. Like, they're just not sure how to feel about it.
Yeah.
Because they know they're not as good as they're playing because of the takeaways. But, yeah, a few more wins. I think that will certainly change. But I agree with you with that Black Friday move. All right. This is what everybody has been waiting for. We've got the man, Gertz. He told you Indiana winless. Indiana is undefeated. And now the 2 seed in the college football playoff. He told you Bears go winless when they were 0-2. They reeled off 4 straight wins. They've won 5 out of 6. He told you take every Bulls season total under. The Bulls are one of the hottest teams in the NBA so far. Gertz, where are we going?
All right, guys. So for this weekend, we're going to look ahead to Sunday and the college basketball. And when Indiana will be playing Marquette at the United Center, I will be in attendance, and we are going to fade the Indiana Hoosiers against Marquette. Oh, now, God. The lines for this game are not out yet, so I don't really have some exact numbers for you guys to fade, but you can take Chase Ross, guard for Marquette, his overs. He's coming off of a 23-point game against Southern, and any alt lines that you might be able to find or come up with once they are released, I would hammer Marquette. I think they are going to smoke the Indiana Hoosiers on Sunday at the United Center, and I was there. I will be there.
I was there.
I did not expect that.
Did not. I
give
almost
props. Give us I props almost dropped
dead. I did not expect college basketball. So,
Sammy, I was hoping you were going to have like a look line, a look ahead line, or something.
I do. Indiana -3.
Yeah, hammer Marquette.
Marquette wins. How much do you think they win by, Gerch? Like, if we're doing alt lines, how far would you think?
10 plus, 15 plus.
Here we go.
I mean, Darren DeVries in his first year as the Hoosiers head coach, he did get his first win last night when Indiana obliterated Alabama A&M. I think it was like 98 to 50-something. But, you know, both teams coming in undefeated. Marquette 2-0, Indiana 1-0. And Chase Ross, their guard for Marquette, he's a good player. So pound his overs.
Chase Ross is going to be 2 of 15 from the field now.
And I just hope he walks out of that game. Yeah.
What was it? What was the Indiana football game that you got mad about? Was that Kennesaw State or Indiana State?
Indiana State.
When they won 73-0?
Yeah, not enough offense. Yeah.
Too many explosives.
No, it was not enough defense.
That's right. Too many explosives for Indiana State.
With the shutout. Yes. We'll talk some college football plays next. Joe O, Sammy P, you got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.